Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. I am your host, Sarah Herron, and I am so excited because this week I had the chance to do a few Bachelor interviews. And as you guys know, I prefer super long, in-depth interviews with Bachelor alum, you know, really diving into years old drama and tea. It's one of my favorite things, really, but sometimes it's just not in the cards, and these Bachelor alums, they make the press rounds and we catch up with them that way. So they're shorter conversations, but we still get some fun little nuggets out of it. And this week I talked to Lauren Burnham, aka Lauren Leindike Jr. If you don't remember Lauren, obviously you haven't been watching the franchise in recent years, because she was the woman that Ari broke up with to propose to Becca, only to decide he was actually in love with Lauren and get back together with her on his season of The Bachelor a few years ago. So Lauren and I talked a little bit about her journey and how far they've come, because they are preparing to welcome twins. They have a daughter, and we didn't see a lot of Lauren on the actual show or really her personality. We saw her and Ari a little bit, but we didn't really dive into her. So she spoke a little bit about that and some more nuggets. So here's Lauren.
I just wanted to ask you a few love life bachelor type questions, including, it's been obviously a few years. You and Ari have been married for a while now. Does the show feel like a distant memory? Does it feel like it's yesterday? Where do you stand on that?
It honestly feels like it was in a different lifetime for me. Like, it's so far in the past and like not integrated with my normal life now that it just doesn't even feel real to me anymore.
Yeah. I mean, obviously you guys had an unconventional season and ending and all that stuff. So how long did it take for you to just start your lives and move on and drown out any of the hate or the backlash that was going on?
Well, I mean, for anyone who kind of followed along with us, you'll realize we started our lives outside of The Bachelor pretty quickly. We started planning our wedding, I think, right after we got engaged on the show. And then we got pregnant with Alessi right away. So yeah, I mean, we began our lives post-show very quickly. So we've been doing that for a while now.
Do you think that's the key to just jump right in and get away from everything? Because I feel like, I mean, as a Bachelor success, that has to be part of it, right?
I mean, I think it's definitely part of it. Just kind of focusing on yourselves and making sure you're taking care of your relationship and your own mental health and focusing on that kind of stuff. And like, for me, I love doing like things with Ari. Like, we love to do activities outside. We love to travel when we are not in a pandemic. And I think all those things really helped us just focus on us and not really think about what was going on around us.
Yeah. I know you guys do YouTube together and you're obviously super open on social and stuff. Do you think that's been a way for you to kind of show people the other side of you that they didn't maybe get to see on the show?
Yeah, I do. I think a lot of people have commented that on our YouTube videos too. And sometimes even in my DMs on Instagram, they're like, oh my gosh, I thought you were this way. And now I'm seeing your personality so much more. And I realize you're not like that at all. I'm so sorry for ever judging you before. And I think Ari gets that more than I do, because he was clearly like, you know, he's the star of the show and they saw a lot more of him. But he's just not the guy that he was really portrayed as on the show all the time. So.
Yeah. Does it feel good to get comments like that? Or are you like, I don't even care anymore? Is it like, yeah, thank you. They did kind of cut out some of my personality a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of stung a little bit, you know, watching it back. So it is nice to see like people realizing that that's not really who we are.
Do you still watch the show now, or is the illusion ruined after going through it?
I mean, it's definitely different watching it, but we're so busy. Like, we haven't really been keeping up with it the past few seasons. We're just focused on, like, our family right now and trying to manage a home remodel. And, you know, we're moving to Hawaii part of the time of the year, so there's just a lot going on. But
so is Hawaii only part-time, not full-time? Because I feel like we all thought maybe there was a Hawaii full-time.
Yeah, just to clarify, Hawaii is part-time.
I mean, what a dream that is, Hawaii part-time.
Yeah, I mean, I never thought we would be living in Hawaii at all, but it is pretty awesome. I'm excited. Yeah,
that's so cool. Will the kids see the show one day? Will you get an edited version maybe of The Bachelor to show all these little Ari and Lauren's running around?
I mean, we'll probably wait till they're mature enough to really understand what's happening. But I don't mind if they want to watch it. It's okay.
I also love asking Bachelor parents this. This show's not going anywhere. Down the line, if they come to you, Alessi, I know she's, you know, still got some cooking, but Alessi comes to you, it's like, Mom, I want to be on The Bachelor. What do you say?
Don't do it.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Whatever she wants to do, I'll support, but she'll definitely have the insight going into it.
Yeah, exactly. You can give her the tips. That's why I feel like it's a good idea. Yeah. This is a quick game called Bachelor Regrets, and then I have a couple more mommy questions for you. They're really, like, they're silly. You can expand or not expand. The first one is, do you regret not wearing more comfortable shoes to rose ceremonies?
Probably. Like I said, it was so long ago. But yeah, the rose ceremonies definitely take a lot more time than you expect. I think we were there, like, I don't know, 7 o'clock at night till the sun came up some days. So yeah, comfortable shoes are definitely helpful.
Do you have any other fashion or packing regrets from the show?
No, not really.
Good. Stand by it. Do you regret not eating the food on one-on-one dates?
No, because they feed you before you go on the one-on-one date, so you're not really hungry when you get there.
Do you regret not having a televised wedding?
No, not at all.
Do you regret any of the run and jump moments into Ari's arms? Because I'm obsessed with them.
No, I think it's kind of part of the fun of being on the show. I mean, it's obviously not something I would do maybe I would do that actually normally, but no, I don't regret it.
So you mean in your backyard when, like, Ari comes out, you're not just like, stay there, honey, I'm gonna run and jump to you?
Yeah, I think I have actually done that before, just to, like, relive those moments a little bit for us, you know?
Yeah, that's very cute. Do you regret any hot tub time on The Bachelor?
I didn't get a lot of hot tub time.
Damn. You're super open on social media and YouTube, like I said. Is there anything you guys regret sharing with the world?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Do you regret any moments you broke down in tears?
I definitely broke down in tears. But no, that's okay. It's okay to be emotional sometimes.
Totally. Any embarrassing moments that you think back or cringe if you were going to have to watch again?
Honestly, like, the whole thing is kind of cringy for me to watch.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, you know, I'll throw that in.
I just was like, it was just a very uncomfortable situation for me. So I don't, one, think I was myself entirely. And two, I think that there were a lot of things cut out. So it wasn't really how I remember it.
Did you guys get pitched other reality show opportunities? Because I would imagine you did.
Yeah.
Any regrets on not doing those or not pursuing something like that?
No.
Any chance in the future? Is it YouTube? You can control it. That probably feels good, right?
Yeah, that's what we love about YouTube, is we can kind of do whatever we feel like in the moment, and we're not on someone else's schedule and someone else isn't telling the story for us. So that's why we love YouTube.
And how has Ari been as a supportive husband as you're pregnant with twins? I mean, wow, that's amazing that you're having twins.
Yeah, we were very shocked about the twins thing. But, you know, Ari's always been a really supportive husband. He's so helpful. He's always there to take care of Alessi when I need him too. And he's really good at just kind of listening to me and figuring out what it is that I need. And yeah, he's an awesome husband.
What is, would you say, the biggest misconception about you guys post-show that people might still not know about you?
Still not know about us? I don't know.
Maybe they're just not paying attention if they don't know it yet.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like everybody has a good sense that follows along of who we are and our dynamic.
is there pressure to keep up with Bachelor Nation and watch the show and talk about it because people like look to you guys for answering questions and stuff, or you just like you drown that out? You're like, I have kids to take care of, I'm over it.
Yeah, I think it's honestly kind of nice to just be like, I don't even know, I haven't watched it.
Thank you, Lauren. I'll let you, I'm sure you have a big press day ahead of you, but this was fun. I've never gotten to talk to you before, and it's really been full kind of fun to watch you and Ari and your lives on YouTube and Instagram and all that fun stuff.
Thank you. So nice to meet you.
Have a great rest of your day.
Bye, you too.
So in addition to speaking with Lauren, I also had a little chat with Peter Weber and his mom, Barb. As you guys know, I had Peter on the show a few weeks ago, and we went very in-depth into his season. And this time, I was just talking to Peter and Barb about their Mother's Day partnership with Campe Viejo, which is a wine. And of course, I had to get in some, you know, bachelor questions and dating questions in general. And I just wanted to play you guys a little clip of my conversation with Peter and Barb. I wanted to talk a little bit just about the fact that it's been almost 2 years since we met you, Barb, and we fell in love with you on Hannah Brown's After the Final Rose. And then you kind of built this like community on your Instagram, I feel like, as someone who's followed you. How has it been for you to navigate these ups and downs of Bachelor Nation loving you, then maybe criticizing you and asking you for your opinion and all that on your end?
You know what? It's all good. It's all good because when I was, yeah, you know, like you said, first it was love, you know, one of those, right? Well, I have to tell you, you saw my personality on that night of the finale. My most important, I mean, the most important thing in my life is my family. And it doesn't matter. I've always said this. I don't, you know, it doesn't matter how many cameras are there in front of me. It doesn't matter, you know, how many people are around me, you know, all there, and it was packed, you know, that audience was packed. It doesn't matter. The most important thing in my heart is my family, and I will always be there for my sons. And I'm very transparent, and I will speak the truth. And everybody who didn't like it, you know what? I always say they have two problems, not liking it and getting over it.
No, the best part about The Bachelor is there's always something else to talk about after, so you don't have to worry
about
it.
You know, and you know what? It's so funny. You want to know something very interesting? I cannot even begin to tell you. I had like 29 people on my Instagram before all of this. That night, you know, it went crazy. And now I have over, I don't even remember how many I have right now, but it's a lot of people. And the most important thing to me is, and it's made me feel really, really good, is that people that were against what I said that night have come back to me to say, you know, I have this problem with my child. Can you please help me? Or my daughter, you know, is doing this. And they're asking me now for advice. And I'm like, okay. And they become friends. And you know, I've had two or three good friends from this group of people that, you know, I communicate with constantly on, you know, on social media, and we write back to each other, and I've helped them as much as I can with my advice. And we're really,
knows,
you know,
get a friends. Very honest answer from my mom. There's no BS there. And that's a huge reason why I love her so much. And can always count on her. You know, they say mom's the best. Can always count on her to give me just an honest answer on whatever it is it may be in life. So
there you go. Do you see that bring her home meme? Still gets a lot of use. People love that one.
Oh my God. You know,
let's go
to
bring her home.
Cameos. I do the cameos, and I can't tell you, like 50% of the cameos have, can you please say this line, bring her home, you know, in this matter and whatever.
I'm still looking for the real, the final one to bring home. So then you
can, okay, yeah, we'll I'm telling you, one you more, just hold off.
Yeah, I'll give you definitely. One more opportunity to say that.
Right, yes. Right.
I mean, obviously, Peter's in New York now. You're single in the city. You've talked about that a little bit. You're not rushing into anything. But Barb, what are you hoping he brings home? What are we looking for?
You know, he has always said to me, all right, that his number one quality, that what he wants more than anything in the world, and I want him to find this so badly, is someone sweet. And to this day, you know, it hasn't, you know, come true yet. So I want it to be the perfect one, someone sweet. He always says that to me. I just want someone sweet. And, you know, that's what I want someone that, you know, that is part of our family as well. You know, that becomes, you know, knows that, you know, and I know that when you are with someone, the family is involved, and we are Spanish. And that's very important to all of us, you know, to have that one person share our whole family.
It's nice. Peter, do you agree with that?
I would agree. Yeah. I definitely think, you know, when you get to that point, you know, obviously I haven't been there yet, but you're not just marrying that person. You're not just, you know, you're marrying the family. And so that's huge, just to have just very similar values and obviously family values. But yeah, like my mom said, you know, I'm looking for a sweetheart, someone that that's just like in their core. And, you know, I can put up with a lot of other stuff, I always say, but if you have that, then there's a good potential there. So,
I mean, Barb, were you surprised when Peter and Kelly broke up and everyone online just blamed you, even though there was no reason to?
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I have no idea where that one came from, because I was never, ever a part of any decisions that they made, anything. As a matter of fact, I'm going to say something to you right now. I used to always say, like, you know, we would be talking, Peter and I would be talking, and Kelly would be right by me, and Peter would ask a question, you know, towards me, and I would always say, Kelly, what do you think? What do you think? I never answered anything.
Yeah, my mom was Kelly's biggest fan.
I was Kelly's biggest fan.
So were you disappointed when that one didn't work out?
Yes, you know, it was disappointing, because I really was her number one fan. So I was so taken back by when it came out that, you know, I guess, you know, that maybe she said, or I don't know how it came out that I was part of it, because I can tell you, I had nothing to do with it.
My mom was her biggest fan, and it was definitely a tough moment, but we were all super close. And again, just a relationship that I absolutely love, though, you know, like crazy, and I'll always think fondly of. It was tough. It was sad.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode of Here for the Right Reasons. Don't forget to leave us 5 stars and come back every Tuesday and Friday for more Bachelor breakdowns, interviews, and all things Bachelor Nation.